Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Now, Michael, you're very good in the kitchen, but have you ever made a crock and botch?
I know. Well, our next guest, we've just pulled him away from his kitchen where he's making a crock and botch. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you.
Now, this is Mark Stone from Stone's Patisserie. Now, you're going to be part of the Food for Thought here in Sydney, aren't you, in October?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, that's for the Stroke Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've only just sort of recently supporting the Stroke Foundation, mainly because a very good friend of mine, Michael Moore, had a little bit of an incident himself. Mm. And I've known him for many years, way back from when we worked together in London. So we have some very close ties. So it sort of made me realise when he had his issue that it's all around us. And even though I might be the person that some people may regard as the devil that produces all those yummy treats that you don't want to eat because it's going to give you a stroke, it's made me a lot more aware of what I do produce and how I produce it. So it not to the detriment of the quality of my products, but definitely makes us more aware of what we're making and how much butter and how much sugar and that goes into everything. But
do you think as humans we have too much sugar?
Probably, yeah. But I mean, I get to see how much goes into everything that we eat, and you'd be surprised, how much does go into sort of general food consumption. And that's why I think it's important for people to read the nutritional labels when they go shopping, to definitely be aware of the sugar component of all the products that they buy.
Now, the night itself is actually at Daltone House at Jones Bay Wharf. It's from 6:30 to 7 at kickoff. It's Thursday the 4th of October, and there's a range of chefs. I know Michael Moore is actually the MC for the night.
Yeah, but it'd be quite funny.
Yeah, I can imagine. We've had him on the show, actually. He told us all about his stroke and you know, particularly, actually, it was interesting from his family point of view and his kids. But it's a degustation menu. Tell us about some of the chefs that are going to be involved in the night.
Well, I do know one of the others, Colin Fasnich. He was my best man at my wedding. So
he's had four in hand, isn't he?
Yes, that's correct. He's a character. So there's certainly going to be some fun and games, because I understand that we're doing a little bit on stage as well.
That's right. We've got Nicholas Hill from Duke Bistro. We've got Jeremy Brentney from the Devonshire. You know, we've got a really good lineup. Anthony Telford from the Public Dining Room. It's a great cause, and it'll be a great night.
Yes, it'll be a lot of fun and games and very entertaining, because Michael's very good at bringing people together.
Yeah. Do you know what you're going to make at this stage, or is that why you're making the crock and botch? You're doing a bit of trial.
Yeah. Crock and botch covered in sugar. Yeah. No, I'm trying to design something that, obviously, because the side effects of stroke is taste and smell, the loss of your sensations. So I want to try and look at something a lot stronger in flavour, but also a bit lighter on the sugar and cream.
Okay.
So it's going to be very interesting. I pull on my training in Paris and London, and definitely pull out the stops. And because I'm not one for these, you know, flashy things. That other people do. That's just a flash in the pan. I'm very classical in the way I approach things, and methodical. And giving something spectacular that's full of substance. Yeah.
What do you like about your job, Mark?
I love everything about my job. That's why I do 100 hours a week.
I love cake mixture. I'd like to come and just work in the kitchen.
I've got about 20 kilos of cake mixture you can just dive into.
Yeah, I'd love that job.
Well, Mark, thanks for coming on the show today.
No problem. Pleasure.
And for those who want to go to support the Stroke Foundation, I'll just give you those details again. It's Thursday the 4th of October. It's a 6:30 kickoff at Daltone House at Jones Bay Wharf. Dress code is cocktail, so get your frock out, Ben.
Yes. Or tails.
For tickets and for more information, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.